And if you're just tuning in, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. This song, Criminal, turned Fiona Apple from a 19-year-old piano prodigy into a bona fide star in the late 1990s. With her powerful and dramatic voice, Fiona Apple seemed to fuse jazz with alternative rock effortlessly, and the sexually provocative video received almost as much attention. I've been a bad, bad girl. Now, as quickly as Fiona Apple shot to fame as a sex symbol, she retreated almost deliberately. She turned out three more records, all to critical acclaim, but Fiona Apple still seemed to want to stay out of the spotlight. Well, it's been 7 years since her last record, and her new one is called, bear with me, it's called The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and whipping cords will serve you more than ropes will ever do. Fiona Apple, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
It has been 7 years since you offered fans new songs, new recordings. And as a fan, first of all, thank you for doing this because it was really hard to wait all that time.
I'm taking it that you mean that completely sincerely.
I do. It's totally sincere.
I've finally come to realize and appreciate that there are people that it matters to that I made for.
Yeah, it matters a lot.
I didn't think about how it would affect anybody else. It's kind of ridiculous to think of, you know, something that you do, people are waiting for it. I never got the impression that they were, but I'm very, 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 very grateful that people waited around.
Does part of that wait, is it because you're so meticulous in your writing process? Anyone listening to your lyrics or looking at them, you get the sense that you really labor over those words really carefully.
The only reason that it takes me 7 years to do stuff is because I just don't really have a plan, and I got a lot of problems, but I'm really good at intuiting what I need to do to be happy with whatever I create. I know when to stop myself. I know when to start. I know when to leave something alone. And I guess I just kind of indulge that completely. And so I just take my time. How can I ask anyone to love me when all I do is beg to be left alone?
Fiona, can I just get the elephant out of the way here? Let me read the title of this record. It is The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will Ever Do. This must have driven the person who prints the titles on the CD spines absolutely crazy. And you did, of course, have a record with a 90-word poem as a title a few years ago. But can you give me the backstory to the title on this record?
Yeah, I did not know that it was going to be a poem until the last minute. It's just how it worked out, and I was like, man, I'm going to get made fun of, probably.
You wrote this poem?
Yeah. I wrote it in the 3 minutes that I had after staying up all night, knowing that I had to have a title for the record by the next day.
Tell me about what you've been up to, or even some of the things you've been through over the past 7 years that show up on this record.
Well, the funny thing is that I definitely had, for the first time, a real concrete feeling of, I am an adult now, except I got it a year after I finished the album. I have a thing about, like, wanting to learn about parenting myself. I don't want to have kids, but I tend to buy a lot of books about parenting.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You buy books about just how to parent, out of interest.
Yeah, because I think that you can always parent yourself. So I think that if there's something like I have a problem with a work ethic, say, and maybe if I read a book about the new way to teach your kid about how to form a good work ethic, maybe I can do that to myself and maybe it'll work, you know?
Does it work?
Stuff like that. Well, you know, I'm a little bit behind on my homework, but I carry the book. I've carried the book around for the past 2 months. I skim it. I underline things.
So you're the parent and the child.
Well, I mean, you always have to be. Everybody has to be for themselves, I think. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. I watch you live to have my fun. I root for you.
I'm speaking with the singer-songwriter Fiona Apple. A shortened version of her new album's title is The Idler Wheel. You had this spectacular debut in 1996. You really were a kid. I mean, you were a teenager. And almost immediately you were sort of thrown into the spotlight. You must have almost wished that maybe you had more time to figure things out before you were thrown into that world.
I've been around my family and so many show business people all my life that, you know, I think I didn't need anybody to tell me, like, hey, you know, kid, you only get one chance or something. And I think, like, people had come up to me when I was, like, 11 to try to do something with MTV, and I'd said, no, I'm not ready yet.
Wow.
And this time I thought, I don't think it's going to happen again.
Let me ask you about family while we're on the topic. I mean, it's quite amazing. Your dad is an actor. Your mom's a singer. Your brother, you have a brother who's an actor. You have another brother who's a director. Your grandparents were musical revues in the 20s and 30s, I think. I mean, pretty amazing lineage. It's almost like family reunions must be, you know, like these competitive talent shows or something. Well, and I forget, of course, your sister is is a cabaret singer who's even on this record.
Yeah. Yeah, she sings on Hot Knife, and that was the most amazing experience that I wasn't expecting to be. I knew it was going to be great because I knew that I love when we sing harmony together, but on that song, we sing the same line over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's not looped at all. It's totally live the whole time.
I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, he's a pat of butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another.
I'm a butter knife, I'm a butter knife. And we're singing into the same mic and looking into each other's eyes, and you have to be so in tune with each other.
Mm.
It was like the most intimate sister time I'd ever had ever with her. And, like, I love the song besides that, and I love the remix that we made of the song. But even if I didn't like the song, I'd love the song because it was like the soul picnic with my sister.
I'm a butter knife, I'm a butter knife, I'm a butter knife, he's a hot knife. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another.
Now that this record is out, earlier you'd mentioned that this was the first time you sort of started to feel like you were an adult.
Mm.
But it sounds like you do feel that way, that it's not that you're starting to feel that way, that you are there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm there in the sense that I must say that it's not like I figured things out. I think I figured out the most important thing, and I don't want to make this sound negative at all, but in the best way possible, I freaking give up. I give up. You can't try to make your life perfect. I'm just trying to have a good time, and I'm just trying to appreciate the things that I have around me. I give up on the dream. I think that it's all a dream. I think it's all wonderful and terrible, and I give up in the nicest way.
Well, Fiona Apple, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Fiona Apple. Her new record is called The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will Ever Do. And if you go to our website, nprmusic.org, right now you can check out her performance at South by Southwest. And if you go there tomorrow, you can hear every track from her new record for free.
Remember when we argued all the concept of regret?
Our program is directed today by Lauren Silverman. The staff includes Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Amy Held, Becky Sullivan, Phil Harrell, and Beenish Ahmed. Our intern is Michael Tomsik. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishna Dev Kulamur, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Tony Maturi is our senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer.
Remember how I asked you, why are you so mean?
And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Guy Raz. Check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendATC or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends and All Things Considered. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.